Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Folks with faith consciousness and natural health and wellness for your mind and body, we have you covered. Covered to navigate well in this rapidly changing world. Friends, welcome to 2026. It's a new year, and I want to iterate this to the world. It's a new beginning. Now, the beginning of what is up to you. Folks, this show is a platform to help give you the tools, the understanding, the energetic frequency that is necessary for you to allow the authority of your world to be that which dwells within you. So that means you can move out of life happening to you and feeling like you are sometimes kind of powerless, almost victimized by whatever's going on in that world out there that we're all looking at together. And you can transcend that. You can move into a place where one phase is actually beginning to understand from a higher view, this is all happening for me. I don't really feel like I have much say in how life is showing up, but at least I've got some higher sense that even though it doesn't seem to make any sense, there's a rhyme and reason to what's going on, maybe beyond what my mind can understand right now. And then there's the highest view that says, I am a vessel through which my life flows, which says that I can become a conduit. I can begin to imagine and call into being in the way that scriptures say, the God who speaks of that which is not, and then it is. Okay, to where we can become conduits who are so aligned with the source of all life, with the creative powers of this entire universe and of ourselves personally, we can align and stand in that authority and call into being. This is what we call faith consciousness, the ability to walk not by sight, but by some higher knowing, to relinquish our belief and our commitment to what we're looking at in this 3D world, to what our five senses are interpreting, and allow ourselves to imagine and believe for that which we cannot yet see. That's the definition of faith, friends. It is the evidence of that which is not seen. So I'm inviting you today, join us with the Dr. Leslie Show. Join hands with me and this global community and let yourself begin to be the evidence of that which we're joining together to call into being. And right now, join me as I call into being heaven on earth. No matter what you saw on the news last night, no matter what circumstances you passed in your car as you were driving today, imagine with me now a reason for feeling peace within your heart, stillness within your mind, and a sense of ease and gratitude. And imagine those things being aligned. An outer world that's aligned with those feelings is what I'm going to call heaven on earth. We are the conduit, friends. And we can bring it into being. Now, as a stepping stone in that direction, on the last show, I promised you two things. One was that we were going to bring Dina Baker back. Now, Dina is a dear friend and colleague in the wellness industry who has particular gifts and abilities, particularly through sound. And I'm going to take that word sound into meaning something different than just what you hear when you hit a tuning fork and it vibrates and you hear a sound coming from it. Different from what you hear when you hear me speaking into this microphone and in whatever way you're receiving that other end of these frequencies that your ears interpret into sound. Different than just what you hear when you have noises around you, when you're outside in the world or inside watching or listening to television. I'm talking about sound that is being used as a specific, precise tool to cause something to happen, okay? Now, I want to say that Dina today is going to bring another experience so that you can actually allow yourself to receive sound as a tool and a tool for positive change in your physical body, in your neurology, your nervous system, how your nervous system is attuned and how it is interpreting the world around you, which means how it's creating your experience of life. And friends, understand that we all are having an experience of life through our nervous system. Your nervous system is that which is regulating, and it is bringing in signals through your five senses, your sense of smell, your sense of taste, your sense of sight, your sense of hearing, your sense of touch and feeling. These senses are the methods through which our nervous system takes in information, energy and information comes into you through these senses, and your nervous system translates that energy into that which you experience as your reality. That's what the basis of our being here is. Isn't that interesting? That divine, that God made us with this brain, which has a crash helmet around it that we call the skull. It's so important, it needed to be protected by bone. And your spinal cord, that some call the brainal cord, is an extension of the brain carrying down the back of your body with branches going out to every tissue, organ, and cell in your body. Okay, and that is surrounded by a tube of bone that we call the spine or spinal vertebrae. Okay, so the most important parts of your physical body are encased in protective coverings called bone. Okay, imagine the wisdom from the Creator in encasing the most important parts of you in bone. So you've got a protective shield around this soft, very special tissue that is the tissue that's communicating all the time between you and your outer world. Okay? We are going to be having an experience of how sound, in a particular way, when it's being used as a tool, can actually recalibrate and shift the state of your nervous system. And secondly, I'm going to share with you how some of this technology assisted me in having a spontaneous remission of breast cancer. That's right. I promised I'd let you in on the secret today, and we are going to do that. Stay tuned, folks. Know that there's more to come that's going to uplift you in your physical body, your mind, and your spirit with the Dr. Leslie Show. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Science reveals, Scripture breathes, and Dr. Leslie guides the journey. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Leslie Show, only on WSIC.
Okay, friends, it's time again. We're coming back into that conversation in the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit with faith consciousness. So back to our topic. Okay, folks, we were talking about the five senses and how they are taking in energy and information and actually causing you to have your personal individual experience of reality. Now, friends, I want to share, I am a practitioner myself. I'm a doctor of chiropractic. I've been in the field for 32 years, and I have watched massive changes in many people when their nervous system became regulated and upgraded to a new way of functioning. I don't practice traditional chiropractic care. I'm not a spinal manipulator, but I actually have for many years, actually since 1998, practiced a method where through light touch, a practitioner can access what we call a spinal gateway. It's like a window into your nervous system where we can create new awareness, where your brain becomes aware of tension stored in the body, around the nervous system, particularly in the connective tissue around the spinal cord called adverse mechanical cord tension, when the brain becomes aware. And that's part of the whole purpose of this conversation, folks, is awareness. We have to feel it to heal it. We have to have awareness to be able to make change in our bodies, in our minds, and in our lives. When the nervous system has new awareness, it has new information that it can act upon, then the nervous system is going to create a higher level of order. When the nervous system becomes aware of tension that's being stored in your body, it then will respond to that awareness of tension and develop strategies to release it. Okay, now let's talk about other ways, modern and ancient, of helping the nervous system to recalibrate, to become aware and relax out of stress mode, out of the sympathetic or stress response, which makes our whole body as if we're at war. It is in what we call the freeze, fight, or flight response, when it's in what we call the sympathetic response mode. So when your nervous system is stressed, it's in sympathetic mode, and our interpretation of everything we see, hear, and experience in life is going to be different. We're going to be on the defense. We're going to feel like life is happening to me, not through me. And I need to be on guard, okay? Imagine how differently you respond to anything in life when you feel like something's about to get me. My safety is at stake. So when we soften, when we bring the nervous system into current reality and allow it to release its state of sympathetic response, its state of guarding, of being ready to fight or run and flee, we make different decisions. And we don't just make different decisions. We feel so much better. We feel safe. We feel relaxed. We can even move into feelings of love. And guess what? The Center for Disease Control has deemed over 96% of all illness to be related to stress. Remember, this stress response in the nervous system ends up affecting every cell and cellular function in the body. When your nervous system moves into ease, you start releasing different chemicals, different hormones. Your body is more able to move back into homeostasis, which is inner balance, inner peace. And there's ways that we have been affecting the nervous system in this positive, healing way for eons. And one of them is through sound. So today, as we bring Dina Baker, a gifted instrument of sound, to be able to bring about healing results. She's going to give you an experience of that today through the airwaves. I want to, for a moment, reflect back on other places where we see examples of healing through sound, even thousands of years ago. I'm going to go back, friends, to scriptures that talk to us in 1 Samuel 16 about King Saul. 16:14 says, "Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him." Isn't that interesting that it says a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him? Friends, does that make any sense to you? How could the Lord be emitting a harmful spirit? And it says directly, a harmful spirit from the Lord. I'm going to sidetrack for just a moment. Just fantasize with me for a minute. Every dire thing that you're observing in life, imagine the tragedies and events in life that seem very disturbing and far from God. What if some of these things are actually similar to a harmful spirit from the Lord to torment? What if that which looks like it's for our harm can actually lead to blessings and beautiful gifts on this planet? Folks, I'm not saying that God is here to punish anyone in this day and age. I'm saying that sometimes things can show up with a mask on, and sometimes a sheep can be in wolf's clothing, and sometimes a wolf can be in sheep's clothing. So today, later, we're going to talk about discernment a little bit to kind of figure out what's real and what's not. But I'm going to say sometimes life circumstances and even that which the scriptures call a harmful spirit cannot be for our harm, but ultimately for our good, and come from the very source of life itself. So let's imagine that we're there in that room with King Saul. And Saul's servants said, "Behold, now a harmful spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servants to seek out a man who is skillful in playing the lyre." We'll compare this to a harp, okay? "And when a harmful spirit from God is sent upon you, he will play it and you will be well." And it says next, "And whenever the harmful spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre," the harp, "and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him." Now, in modern day language, I'm going to say we may have different words to describe what was being called a spirit at that time. Okay, and at that time, anything that was of the invisible, we pretty much said it's spirit or spiritual. Now we have an awareness of science and technology. We have an awareness of this whole world being an energetic reality. For over 100 years, we've known that the basis of this reality is vastly empty space with subatomic particles and waves. Okay, we're going to call this an energetic field. And in that energetic field, we can end up having an experience that interprets that energy into something really positive, really blessed, really loving, really graceful. And we can also have that same field interpreted into our experience as harmful, destructive, terrifying, depressive, and energy draining. Okay, so imagine if one state of being is able to be transformed into another state, it would be as if a harmful spirit, a harmful consciousness, a negative experience of the field was cast away and something positive shows up to replace it. Okay, so here we have an example from thousands of years ago where sound through an instrument was intentionally used to cause that shift, to cause Saul to move from his altered state, his diminished state, his troubled state, moving into a state of being refreshed, of made well and relieved, and the tormenting, quote, spirit departed. Okay, imagine if the tormenting, quote, spirits of your life were able to depart. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? Now, I'm going to bring on our friend Dina again. We're just going to have a little introduction now, and a little bit later, we're going to bring you an experience. Dina Baker, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Dr. Leslie. Thanks for having me back.
Hi. Now, I know I'm talking a bit about instruments of change, and sound being one of them, brought through an instrument with David. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to allow you to be that instrument that you've been so many times to bring about sound that causes change in our listening friends. How long have you been being an instrument of change with sound, Dina?
Probably about 12 years.
That's a long time. Okay. And just in a nutshell, give me a few quality changes that people experience when they're subjected to these specific precise sounds.
The emotions shift.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to have better communication. I would say those are the two big highlights.
Oh, communication like with other people?
Yes.
Wow. So that sounds like relationship can change.
Yes.
Ooh, wonderful. So folks, stay tuned. When we come back, you're going to have a live experience of sound that changes emotions, communication, and more.
USIC.
And welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. This is Leslie Wells, your host, joined by Dina Baker today, that instrument of specific sound that is used as a tool for healing and transformation. So I wanted to revisit that scripture we were talking about, okay? Dina and I were having a little chat during the break about the outcomes that people who are recipients of her healing sounds experience, and I was going to kind of relate it back to King Saul. Okay, the music regulated his inner state. David's harp playing shifted Saul out of agitation, calmed his inner chaos, and restored internal coherence. Okay, in modern day terms, we'd say nervous system regulation, emotional stabilization, and brainwave entrainment. Folks, this is what we call the technology of faith and the science of scriptures, okay? We're beginning to understand scientifically things that we have been taught since thousands of years ago. Now we're beginning to understand more about the how and the why. This is not to take away any reverence for that which we call God, but it's just saying there's proof and we can more solidly understand what's been going on all along, which gives us even more of a platform for belief and standing on that which seems mystical, invisible. It gives us more solid ground to be able to step into that solid faith, that solid belief in things that we previously didn't even understand. So it's easier now than ever, is what I'm going to say. So Dina was talking about how this targeted sound work changes emotions, can raise you out of that whole fear-based fight or flight, which always is behind anger, agitation, worry, okay? All of this can be calmed as the nervous system shifts out of that state we were talking about. She said that people found that communication was enhanced in their life. Think of how much differently we hear what anyone is saying to us when we're in a state of ease, of joy, of confidence and grace. It's really hard to be offended when you're in that state, isn't it? I mean, really. So when you're in ease, you're not going to hear life through the same ears, and you're not going to respond. Your voice, the words you choose, the tone that you have, is going to have much more flow and grace, honor and respect for others than when your nervous system is up in arms, okay? So just know that peace in your relationships very much starts in your nervous system. It's hard to have ease, flow, and grace when inside yourself you feel like you're at war, okay? She said there's relief of grief and just a restoration of peace, which again, this is what we were looking at in the scriptures from thousands of years ago, saying even now we can begin to understand and use and have an understanding scientifically of tools that were used thousands of years ago. Dina, just real quick, how did this gift of sound come through for you? How did you start knowing that it was your calling to be a vessel of sound to help positively bless and impact people's lives?
It originally started back in 2011 when I went to a continuing education class on the island of Kauai for massage, and it was specifically for Lomi Lomi. And I remember when the teacher, which we would refer to as Kumu, so when Kumu was referring to how the indigenous people would sing to the body, it was as if a lightning bolt went through my vessel, this inner knowing, this remembering of using sound. And even with the simplicity of the sounds being vowels, the sound, the shape of the vowel, which you could say a word, you can combine the two vowels, but it was at that point where something within me remembered, had a type of remembrance.
Wow. That's profound. Mm-hmm. So are you saying that then I'm assuming there's been an ancient practice by the Hawaiian indigenous people where they were singing vowel sounds to their body?
Yes. That was my understanding. That's how I was taught. And it may even be so that it could be across other indigenous cultures as well, but just specifically for that training, yes, with the Hawaiians.
That's
singing
beautiful.
To the body.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Singing to their own body.
Yes.
That is fascinating. That's fascinating. Okay, mm-hmm. So did you start by practicing singing to your own body or to someone else? Like, what happened next?
Oh, how much time do we have?
Just give us the short version. Were your first songs to you or to someone else?
It was, I would say, to some of the attendees at the training, as well as to God, creation. I had a moment where it was just an impulse of energy flowing through me that felt uncontrollable. I would say similar to Christianity and being filled with the Spirit, or when you feel God moving in the service, if you will, or you mm-hmm. feel like the presence of God is there. Mm-hmm. It was a very similar experience. And my whole being just felt like I needed to emit sound. And so that's what I did and just started singing and toning and making noises. And it was cathartic, but beautiful, transformative. Everyone that was there that night felt like they received something from the sound. There was weeping, there was rejoicing. One woman felt like her mother that had passed had come to her and was just touching her face and loving on her.
That is fascinating.
That's
yes. fascinating. And I keep on thinking of the description in the New Testament of the upper room, this day of Pentecost, when it talks about the Holy Spirit moving through people, and it was like tongues of fire above their heads, but they started speaking in unknown languages, like they were making sounds in a language-type
yes.
form that was spontaneous and moving through them that they didn't know.
Yes.
That's, oh my goodness. Yeah, you know, that's kind of one of those parts of the Bible that some people are just kind of like, just under please, because we don't even know what to do with that.
Yes, that's too wild.
Yeah. Well, let's be a little wild here. So,
yeah.
Dina, I want you, folks, this is not any particular faith or belief system specific. This is just a universal gift of being able to have frequencies of sound come in through your ears and allow it to recalibrate and bring a blessed recalibration into your field, your nervous system, and your body. Let's do about 60 seconds, Dina. Can we do? Just go ahead and
sure.
bring that blessed sound through. Let's
sure.
give thanks for it. Folks, just if you can close your eyes, fine. If not, don't worry about it. Just imagine being like a sponge and receive these sounds.
Oh, I Yahanai, you So friends, after hearing that, I want you to join me with just focusing on your breath. We've talked about that before and how you can bring the nervous system into a state of ease. Take a deep breath in, whether you're driving, sitting, walking, standing. Hold it for a moment and now slowly let your breath out. Now feel the difference in your state. Feel it now. Stay tuned and we'll be back for more in just a moment.
Science reveals, scripture breathes, and Dr. Leslie guides the journey. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Leslie Show, only on WSIC.
And it's time to come back into the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. So friends, I told you that I would share with you today a little bit about my breast cancer spontaneous remission. And I know we're not finished with the conversation with Dina and the whole sound healing thing yet, but I'm actually seeing a tie between the two. Dina, during the break, I was remembering you saying that when you were at that training course. You said it was like a continuing education course for massage therapy.
Yes.
In Hawaii.
Yes.
Okay. And then you said that when you learned about, did you hear the sounds of the indigenous people singing to their own body, or did you just learn that they did that?
We learned that they did that, and then we were guided through toning the vowels.
Oh.
As a group.
Okay, so first
yes.
You came to the understanding, and then you were brought into a group experience of just
yes.
singing vowels, but having that in a context of, guess what? You know, folks for eons have used these sounds by singing them to their bodies and had a result of ease or healing.
Yes.
Right? And then you said, what did you say about remembering? Go on.
Yeah. Remembering the power of sound, of singing, of song, the vibration.
So it's like something in you was like, wait, I already knew this, and now I'm remembering that this awareness was already within me.
Yes.
Would you say that? Okay.
Correct.
All right. I think that's beautiful. And friends, I want to, you know, I'm going to just do a few teasers today about that breast cancer healing. But I came to a place of awareness that said, my body, when I had that spontaneous healing, and it was a combination of natural, there was no allopathic, there was no chemotherapy, radiation, or traditional medical treatment. And friends, I'm not discouraging you from using that. I'm just going to put a little side note here at all. I'm not discouraging that, but I'm just telling my own story where I had not used any of those methods. And I was working with some modern technology of complementary type of medicine that was energetic based, as well as lifestyle and consciousness. And we will talk more about that in the next show. But I came to an awareness that my body did not get fixed. It remembered a different operating state. Okay. And that was what I was remembering when you said that you remembered about this whole relationship to sound. It was as if, oh, I already knew that, and now I'm being reminded, I remember.
Yes.
You know, friends, I want to say that even what we call hearing the voice of God, the promptings of that which is from beyond our little minds, it's like a recognition
a memory that just recognizes a frequency. There's a scripture that talks about, let me see, for God speaks in one way and in two, though man does not perceive it. Okay, so we can have the potential of awareness coming from the source of life itself, but not be able to perceive or recognize it. You know, in the scriptures, Jesus said, for him who has ears to hear. Okay, then there's scriptures that talk about sheep hearing the voice. John 10 says the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So the emphasis here isn't just that Jesus speaks, it's that those who are attuned recognize. Recognize is like remember, okay? Like, oh, I know this voice. It's like a recognition, a remembrance. And that's what I was hearing when you said, I remembered, okay, about the sound. And yes. When I realized my body remembered, it recognized a different state of being that it had the potential for, remembered that state, and returned to that state once it was remembered. Okay? So again, the emphasis is not just that the word is spoken, but those who are attuned recognize. It implies resonance, not coercion, not being moved into something by some force outside of you, but having a remembrance, a recognition awaken within you. And that is how we can shift states in an instant, from the nervous system into ease, from the physical body out of disease, and even from being able to hear and know that still small voice that we consider to be divine guidance, okay? So, Dina, tell us, once you had that remembrance, and thank you, by the way, for sharing with us an experience of this beautiful tool of specific sacred sound that can infuse the body-mind and recalibrate the nervous system and bring us into a state of coherence that results in an expression of health, moving us into a higher expression that's healthier, more organized, more in flow with our own harmony and our harmony with life itself and other people. You said relationships were changing. And that's interesting because it was changing from just one party being affected.
Right.
Right? Whether they felt like the villain or the victim. I guess everybody feels like the victim. No, nobody's going to say I'm the villain and nothing's hurt me. Right?
Right.
Whether they felt like they were the cause of the problem or not, they were cause of change in the entire relationship, even when only one party of the relationship was experiencing this sound. So tell us a little bit about how you went from this remembrance to beginning to be a vessel bringing through change for people as this instrument of sound, like David's harp.
Well, when I first returned back from Hawaii and was practicing massage, it would get to a point where I wasn't even able to complete the massage. So thankfully this happened with close family members and friends. And it would just get to a point where I couldn't even think about doing any type of massage because I would just be hearing tones or a song or a melody that would want to come through. So it really got to a point that I would have to ask my friend or even just say, I'm so sorry, I cannot finish your massage right now because I feel like I just need to sing to you. Can I just sing to you? Can I just hum? Like, I don't know. I just feel like saying, ah. And thankfully they were open to that. So that's how it started in the very beginning.
Uh-huh. So I want to kind of bridge that into something else again here as a practitioner myself who's focused on the nervous system for decades, okay?
Yeah.
So friends, I have people come sit up from one of these sessions with the type of the type of spinal work that I do with this light touch, and they'll sit up and go, I feel like I just got a massage, okay? So I'm saying that to say, friends, when your nervous system really gets shifted, your muscles relax all over as if somebody's been working on them from the outside in for the last hour, hour and a half, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You sit up and go, oh my gosh, how can I feel like this when I didn't just get a massage? Because the cause is being addressed. The state of the nervous system that's telling your muscles to hold that contracted form, okay, is shifting and saying, you can relax. So it's like permission is coming through and the body is moving into ease without something from the outside pushing on those muscles and forcing them to let go of that tension. The cause of the tension is being shifted. So you're moving. It's not like, hey, wait, I got ripped off because where's the rest of my physical massage, right? They're sitting up going, everything is so relaxed. My muscles feel so soft. My tension is gone, even though you haven't been applying force through your hands to those tissues. You're bringing it through another way, and I'm going to say a more direct way.
Yes.
Okay, going straight to the cause instead of the symptom, instead of treating the symptom of that external contracture, moving into the cause of the signal that says contract and keep on contracting and hold that tense state. It said, you can let go now. It's safe, right?
Yes.
How beautiful. Yes. That is beautiful. So friends, I just want to remind us that God speaks through animals, through dreams, through nature, through inner knowing, through circumstances, through people, whether they're willing or not. And last night, I had a dream that Dina and I were combining forces with the vibrational energetic method that I use and have for decades through a specific type of chiropractic training. It's very light touch and working with the field. And with her sound and song, which I'm going to call it kind of a soul sound, soul song, coming through to work together. And so I had that dream. Dina and I had one conversation about it. And I was like, thank you for confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That dream has happened. So I'm going to let you guys know when that's going to take place, and we're going to give you a little invitation. So, folks, I want to let you know that next week we're going to go deep into that breast cancer healing, and you're going to learn about how the body can attune to a new way of being in a moment.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive, or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM. State